one thing you love almost as much as your footy is your hockey, and you've just been appointed to the Board of Hockey Tasmania, so congratulations for that.
Yeah, thank you. It's quite a bit of a thrill, that one.
Yeah, so just tell us what that involves.
So the Board of Hockey Tasmania basically sets the strategy for hockey in the state.
Yep.
So I'll be working with the board, the chairperson, Regina Weiss, and working with the rest of the board to try and develop a strategy that helps hockey get better and better and go forward.
Okay, now they've just delivered their annual report not so long ago, Hockey Tasmania, and they're saying that they've reported a six-year record in registered numbers. That's been mainly with senior players returning to the sport. That's normally you'd think that might be because of kids coming through or women playing what's normally been a male-dominated sport, not so much with hockey, but older players coming back.
Older players are coming back, which is a marvellous thing. Like one of the platforms I stood for the board was recruitment and retention, and retention is a really big part of what we do, like keeping people in the game. And to have people coming back to the sport, we had a bit of a blip with COVID, of course. We lost a fair few players, but what we're finding is there's a Division 3 comp on the northwest coast again now. There's down as far as Division 5 in Hobart. There's Division 3 in Launceston as well. So we've got lots of people from an older demographic, well, not so much older, but not young demographic.
Yeah, so what those lower divisions are, basically, they're for people that are new to the sport, but they're also for masters.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're finding a lot of masters are playing, particularly the ones who want to go and represent their state at masters level.
Yep.
We're finding those sort of people. I heard in the news in the last couple of days about the masters games. I'm pretty sure hockey's involved in that, so some of these guys will be looking to make those state sides.
Yeah, the Tasmanian Masters Games we were talking about, which is coming up in October, based here on the northwest coast. And I guess, if you're a young person starting out in hockey, there's nothing better than to have someone alongside you that's played 400 games, for example,
And that's the beauty of hockey. We've got a lot of people that have played a lot of games. Mm. It's just a marvellous thing to have new people coming through with older people to learn off. And what they're learning is not just skills, hit, trap, pass, and that sort of stuff. They're learning life skills as well as how to be decent people.
Yeah, and you talk about people that have played lots of games. My mind goes back to, I'm sure you know, Bolt Vandenberg, a legend in coastal hockey, who played something like 800 games.
Yeah, marvellous number, Bolt played. It's a huge number. And he's still, you still see him around the ground. You still see him involved. And that's something hockey has as a fraternity, is people hanging around after they finish playing.
The other thing, too, that was mentioned in the annual report from Hockey Tasmania is that they've had a 60% increase in school participants in primary and secondary age kids, and there's now 11,000 registered in Tassie. Wow.
It's a marvellous number, isn't it?
Mm.
A marvellous number. And a lot of that, oddly enough, is the Smithton end.
Right.
Smithton have a brilliant junior development program. They're getting kids as young as 4 and 5 with a stick in their hand and bringing them through to under 13 teams, which are almost unbeatable when they start playing club hockey because they've played for so long.
Very good facility up there too in Smithton, haven't they?
A marvellous facility. I think it's one of the best turfs to play on in the state up in Smithton, and the hospitality there is always fantastic as well.
Yeah.
Like there's always a good stubby after the game or a lemonade for the kids, and we love going to Smithton as a club, and a lot of people do love going to Smithton because of the hospitality and the way they just embrace hockey up there.
Yeah, when you say we as a club, you're
West Devonport,
West Devonport,
yes,
yep, the
West
Dragons. And of course, we've got the Commonwealth Games coming up in a couple of weeks' time, and whenever there's Commonwealth Games or there's Olympic Games, I know whatever the sport is, they generally see a bit of an upsurge in that sport, so I guess you're expecting that to happen soon.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. We'll hopefully have a big handful of Tasmanians playing in the Commonwealth Games. Eddie Ockenden is obviously the national captain of the Kookaburras at the moment, so he's a walk-up start to get selected. But we've got other guys like Josh Belt and Jack Welch and these sort of fellas on the periphery who are hoping to get selected. Belty, of course, played in the Olympics.
Yep. Silver medalist
with Eddie. So it's just a... it's a marvellous thing when the Commonwealth Games are on. It does bring kids out, and they see sports they don't normally see. People see footy and cricket and basketball on the telly quite regularly, but they don't see hockey, archery, badminton, all those sort of ones.
Boxing. I was talking to someone involved in boxing, and they said the same thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific. That's good. So, at this stage, it looks like hockey in Tasmania is in a very healthy position.
We are in a healthy position. We're always looking to improve, and that's the thing that Hockey Tasmania is looking to do, is improve the sport. And Hockey Tasmania have a lot of programs that are benefiting the clubs and the community as well.
Thank you for coming in this morning, and congratulations again on being elected to the Board of Hockey Tasmania.
Thanks, Martin. Cheers.